T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brady, while excellent compared to the average NFL quarterback, below his regular standard.
They're going to slow down the pace. They're going to make sure you don't get to Tom Brady. And just as easy as that, Jenna, they're going to win 12 games.
Dale Arnold.
Dale Arnold has a problem with free speech. He likes to censor Wiggy, but we do not censor Wiggy. We let him talk.
This is your first hockey game ever.
Dale, you are the godfather of WEEI.
Rich Key.
You've heard it right here. The Buffalo Bills will win the AFC East. Let's get it, Buffalo.
Yikes.
Dale and Keith, middays.
We finna invade Area 51 at the speed of Naruto runners. We all want the same goal, to bleep some bleep alien bleep.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Naruto runners were all over my Twitter feed yesterday.
Yeah, Naruto
Thanks
runners.
Thanks to you two.
It is very funny. I enjoyed Naruto runners very much.
I preferred Shime's version of it.
He was great.
Although
there
would have been a lot of pain involved, I think, with running into walls and stuff.
Yeah, it could have been dangerous. But you get kind of 2 months to really fine-tune your form, Shime. And then
yeah, we'll go out to the parking lot and practice a little bit, maybe get some more videotape.
I like it.
Smart. Give that a whirl.
That's a good initial go of it, though. You look pretty good. Dale Keefe, WEEI on Twitter. You can check it out.
Red Sox back in action tonight at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. It is game 3 of the 4-game series. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound. He better go deep because, boy, they've gone through a lot of pitchers. The Red Sox, against the worst offense in baseball, have given up 18 runs in the last 2 games.
Yeah. The Blue Jays stink. They're 24, even with the win last night, 24 games below 500. I mean, these need to be the games that you kind of clean up on. Hard to ask for a 4-game sweep, but still, you got to dominate this series against this team. They have not done it. And yeah, you look at some of the names. You know, Ryan Brazier gets sent down. So Cashner goes into the 6th inning, doesn't get an out, but he goes 5 innings in his debut. He was not good. You want to say he was rusty? Maybe. Like, let's see what he does next, but he was not good last night. But then you go to Taylor, Brewer, Hernandez, Hembry, Weber. Is this September call-up season?
It felt it.
Like, what are we doing here with this group? The bullpen is just so bad. It's been bad for a while. It was obvious. It was a concern going into the year. We've played a couple of months of the year. They've played, 95 games. Things aren't getting any better.
Chris Sale last won a game at Fenway Park over a year ago.
Isn't that insane?
July 11th of last year was Chris Sale's last regular season win at Fenway Park.
That's insane.
I mean, you're probably concerned if you're a Red Sox fan, because if Chris Sale is not some semblance of Chris Sale, you're probably in a heap of trouble anyway.
Yeah.
But now you've got him taking his Tuesday bullpen session under the sage eyes of the entire pitching staff, basically.
So that freaks me out. Why are they doing that? Chris Sale is so lost right now that they need to get a whole group of people to watch his bullpen.
Hey, you seeing anything? How about you?
Do you notice
you got anything?
I'll look at his plant foot. You look at his elbow. I'm actually going to look at his face. I'm going to see if he's doing something with his face. I'll take a look at his glove hand. Like, what are they doing? That is grasping at straws. That is the old desperate times call for desperate measures, because that is not typical. When another guy has his bullpen, they're not going to have the entire team watching it. So this guy has really struggled. And again, for him, right? Like, for Chris Sale, because he had a bunch of starts in a row there where he actually looked pretty good. He had a bunch of starts where he had a pile of strikeouts. But overall, to see Chris Sale with a 4.27 ERA or whatever it's at right now, had to have 3 wins, and really for the team to only have 6 wins in 19 starts, that is brutal. And that is the difference of whether or not they are a playoff team at this moment or 3 games out of the second wild card spot. It really comes down to Chris Sale.
Because if he doesn't figure it out, if he doesn't fix it between
forget
now
it.
And the end of the
forget
season,
it.
They have no chance.
They have no chance, is right. And what's your faith that he could turn it around? I'll tell you what.
Based on what I've seen so far, not a lot.
I'll tell you what. And the fact that they had a whole squad of people watching him throw the ball yesterday, that makes me even more concerned. That makes me feel like he's even further away. The last three starts for Chris Sale. Actually, let's go to the last four starts for Chris Sale. 5 innings, 3 runs. 6 innings, 5 runs. 5 2/3, 5 runs. 4 2/3, 5 runs. So at one point, he had gotten his ERA down to just under 3.5. You're like, okay. There we go.
All right. We're moving in the right direction.
Now we're talking, striking some guys out. The team won 3 out of 4 starts at one point in the month of June. And then these last three, though, have just been really frustrating, including getting hit around by the same Toronto team. You know, that's not good enough. And then the Dodger game. I know the Dodgers are a very good team, but that could have
been
a
team in baseball.
But that could have been a really important series. Certainly if you take 2 out of 3, but imagine if you swept the Dodgers right out of the break. That sends a message. You get going.
I'd have been thrilled with 2 out of 3.
Well, think about it, because they won the first game. The third game ended up going to extra innings, kind of a crapshoot at that point. But it was the game that Chris Sale started on Saturday that he just didn't give him a chance at all. So I don't know what the future lies ahead for Chris Sale, because next month would have been the time that I was wondering, all right, is he going to have his arm strength? Is he going to go on the DL again? Because he really kind of got fatigued, injured, all of that at the end of the last couple of seasons. 2 years ago, he didn't have to go on the DL, but he got worse. You remember, he basically had the Cy Young wrapped up,
right,
and then fell apart. Corey Kluber pitched really well, and he went on and won it. Last year, he went on the DL twice, and then he gets into the playoffs. And he looks good at times, and then all of a sudden he's getting scratched for starts. He's closing the World Series instead of starting the World Series. Like, it was just a lot going on with Sale. And then this year, he just can't seem to get anything going too consistently.
There's been a lot of talk, and I've heard it on the radio station and other places, about, you know, is there something wrong physically with Sale? You know, is this wrong? Is that wrong? Is his shoulder bad?
Well,
is his elbow
as hard as he was a year ago?
No, he's not. His velocity is certainly down. I understand the question. I don't even but what I do say is that given the financial commitment that the Red Sox have and the investment they have in Chris Sale, they wouldn't even think about putting him out there if he was less than 100%, would they?
No, if he was hurt, he'd be on the DL.
He could. They
or
could,
the IL, whatever.
I mean, he
wouldn't be pitching.
The owner of this team would say, wait a minute, I got $170 million invested in this guy, and you're throwing him out there at less than 100%?
No, right. You have too many years left, and you could maybe make the argument where if he was in his contract year and they wanted to do kind of dirty business, they could keep pitching him.
Keep going.
Like when the Milwaukee Brewers got CC Sabathia, and they just pitched him every day. They're like, I don't care. Like, we're not going to pay him.
150 pitches a
game. Get him out there. Like 3 days rest, 2 days rest. It's way too much of an investment. And you're talking about, you know, middle of the season or even earlier in the season when he wasn't doing as hot. Yeah, you would just sit him down. You'd try to get it all squared away. So, no, I don't think that he's hurt. I think there's a chance, though, that this guy who's now 30, and I know, pitchers aren't the same as running backs, but still, a lot of innings under his belt. His first year with the Red Sox, didn't he lead the league in innings? I mean, he threw a bunch of innings, and now maybe some of that is catching up to you, and who knows if he'll ever be able to go back to his old form.
The most consistent starting pitcher for the Red Sox this year, and to me it's not even really all that close. Tonight's starter, Eduardo Rodriguez, has been pretty good, but David Price has been the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a continuation of what he did in the playoffs last year, where he kind of got over that hump. He's been, you know, their best starting pitcher this year. And now, all of a sudden, he might be in the news again.
Oh, boy.
So,
what's his problem now?
There was a piece that the Boston Globe magazine put online yesterday about Dennis Eckersley.
Yes.
I think Eckersley's a fascinating guy. I love reading about him. I love his honesty. I mean, it's, he just says what he feels and feels what he says and talks about things that some folks say, you know, I'm not sure I'd have shared that, but he does.
He is. Like, the stories that he will tell during the game. And for a sport that could, you know, use a shot in the arm here and get some, you know, more interest and some energy and everything else, Eckersley provides that. Like, when he's doing the game, no matter what's going on, it is interesting. Like, he has
that
appeal.
And he has even admitted at times that, you know, maybe he goes too far. Maybe he asked one time if a pitcher was on crack. And he asked Don Orsillo.
Was he or was he not?
I think he asked Don Orsillo after the inning, you know, did I go too far? And Orsillo said, yeah, maybe.
Oh,
you
know, I don't know.
But in the piece, it was written by Chad Finn in the Boston Globe magazine. In the piece, they go through the whole plain confrontation between David Price and Dennis Eckersley again.
Which still is just so bizarre.
It is
bizarre. That happened, and it's like, yeah.
And it is actually one of the few things that, you know, he didn't seem to want to talk a lot about, but he did. He was asked about it by Finn. He said, quote, this is Eckersley now.
Yeah,
he says,
yeah.
What happened last year still bothers him. He says, I didn't know how to deal with that. I don't plan on saying a word to him. I don't plan on seeing him. Never. By the way, we get the tidbit now that when this took place, broadcaster sat in the back. Eckersley's getting on the plane,
this
going to the back
ago.
Of the plane 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
He's getting on the plane, going to the back of the plane, which is where the broadcaster sit, and got confronted by Price. According to Finn, broadcasters now board the plane before the players.
They've
taken the bull by the horns. This isn't going to happen again.
Yeah.
He says, and I'm continuing on with Eckersley, he said, I don't plan on seeing him. Never. I don't really give a bleep one way or another. I don't think he really cares one way or another. So,
or does he, though?
I don't know.
Or does he? By the way, Price, 3 more years on his deal. And so, going to be tricky when you have one of the broadcasters on the team.
Who is traveling more this year than he ever has.
Yeah, he's doing more games this year than he has. And I would assume, I don't know if it's true, but I would assume the next couple of years, kind of the same idea, and they're not even ever going to even see each other.
So Alex Reamer wrote about it on WEEI.com today, and WEEI put out a little tweet, you know, giving a little plug to the Reamer blog and linking to it. Well, David Price today retweeted the WEEI.com tweet about this whole thing. And, you know, Eckersley's quote about, you know, I don't plan on seeing him, never. And then David Price put the little six crying, smiling emoji things.
Yeah, he was cry face emoji. So what's interesting is, so he tweets that out or kind of retweets it out. And because you can read the headline and what you said is, I don't plan on seeing him, never. And so he's like cry laughing about it. So like all the comments for the most part, and because I retweeted it too, so I'm tagged in some of these, and it's all on the side of Eckersley. Like this one, David, I like you and you are a great pitcher. You were wrong in this instance. If anyone knows how hard the game is, it's Eckersley.
Well, that part was ridiculous. I mean,
it was.
And the whole story.
Of course,
that
was in the majors for 100 years. He knows.
And the whole story in the Globe magazine about, you know, the things that Eckersley had to overcome. Some self-induced.
Yeah.
You know, drug abuse and alcohol abuse and got himself cleaned up and all that stuff. If anybody knows how hard it is to do what they do, it's a guy like Eckersley.
And so Maria, she tweets, your actions and comments were out of line. Like what he said or not, he knows exactly how hard the game is, and his spot in Cooperstown proves it. You could always man up and apologize, but something tells me that just isn't your style. David Price responds to Maria.
Oh, to Maria.
And says,
is this Maria from Watertown,
this
perhaps?
This is, I don't know. I believe she's Rhodey Mia, so I'm guessing from Rhode Island. David Price responds, I had a meeting set up to apologize to him, and he backed out that day. Get your facts right. So he's claiming that he was going to apologize to him, but then since he backed out of it, now he's not going to be. I don't know.
I don't know the end. I mean, obviously he said it. I have no reason to disbelieve it.
Yeah.
It certainly sounds as though Dennis Eckersley's not interested.
And then so another person said, why the bleep is the story resurfacing? Right? Like, why is it? Because, again, this is a two-year-old situation.
And it was not the focus of this Boston Globe magazine piece. It was a small part of this piece.
Yeah. And so David Price responds to this gentleman named Ian. Why is the story resurfacing? He says, because Eck needs attention, !! Same as every broadcast. Ha, ha, ha. 8 pitches are thrown, and he's sitting there talking about something he did 30 years ago with zero mention of what's going on. And then his boy Marcus Stroman, who hates Eckersley, he chimes in. Facts. I enjoy that broadcast on mute. LOL. Cry face emoji. Man shrugging emoji. I'm telling you, when we talked about the Marcus Stroman stuff before, it was directly tied to Price. 100%. When Stroman said how awful he is at the broadcast, how would he know what he does on the broadcast? That's all from Price. So Price has been hanging on to this for a couple of years, which, again, hold a grudge. Otherwise, don't get mad in the first place.
Which,
so I'm not mad at that.
I got to be honest, you kind of respect that.
But it was dumb to be mad in the first place at him. But he's still, he's more than doubling down. He's claiming Eck needs attention. Eck was asked about this. Eck's not going out there and broadcasting it. In fact, everybody in the business was trying to get Dennis Eckersley on their shows after this story came out.
Including ours.
We did. Everybody did. When Dan Shaughnessy was the first one to break this story a couple of years ago, we all tried getting Dennis Eckersley on. Did he want the attention to talk about it?
In fact, quite the opposite. He said, no, I don't want to talk about it.
He didn't. He wouldn't go on anywhere. And so finally, 2 years later, he does an interview where, by the way, this isn't the only topic in there. If you go read Chad Fitz's
story. This is a small part of a very long-form piece.
Right. But to Reamer's credit, that's something that's going to get the attention and the click. So that's what you kind of write about. You can reference other things in there, but that's what you're going to put in the headline. And then Price, he kind of keeps this thing going, too, because anytime he tweets, it's going to get attention. He has 1.8 million followers. So he tweets that, and now you get a lot of people responding to it. And then he has since responded to a couple of those people. He also had a tweet. What do you think this means? Today's going to be lit. Hashtag stay tuned.
He's excited about something.
Yeah.
I use lit all the time.
Sean does say lit a lot.
Yeah, maybe too much.
So if you were to write, today's going to be lit, hashtag stay tuned, what would you be referring to?
I'd have some big news coming. That's what
I'd have. David Price, big news later.
We got a hashtag stay tuned.
We are going to have to hashtag stay tuned, that's for sure.
I'm not doubting David Price's assertion.
Yeah.
That, you know, there was a meeting set up and he backed out. Dennis Eckersley travels with the team a fair amount, more this year than any other time. I promise that if David Price wanted to see Dennis Eckersley, he could see him. He could walk to the back of the plane. He could see him in a hotel lobby. He could see him in the clubhouse. If he wanted to apologize to Dennis Eckersley, he doesn't need a meeting set up by anybody. Couldn't you just walk up to him and say, hey, you got a minute?
I would say it would be pretty easy to do it. Or even, you talk to somebody else and have him get it done. But he's not over it. So let me ask you this, Dale. I'm about to tweet this out. Better rivalry, Red Sox Yankees, or David Price Dennis Eckersley?
What's a closer rivalry right now? Since the Red Sox are 10 games out.
which one's more competitive? That would be Price and Eckersley. But it looks like this has sort of picked up a little bit of steam. But again, it's also David Price kind of continuing this a little bit. I thought that was dumb. And I also thought that, and maybe I'm wrong here, especially reading some of the comments off of his own tweets, is that winning the World Series and being as good as he was in the postseason.
And he was great.
Which was one of the concerns you had. Even when you signed him, you said, this guy's the man in the regular season, struggles in the postseason. He was lights out last year in the postseason. And you win the World Series. You can make an argument that he could have been the World Series MVP.
Easily.
You thought some of his personality quirks might be overlooked a little bit this year. But Dennis Eckersley, I still think, is more popular than Price. You know, nothing in this world is unanimous. If you said, you know, who do you like more? Who do you respect more? It's not all going to be Eckersley over Price. But I think the majority would be for Eckersley. So out of all the guys to rip on, and we made this point before, if David Price wants to get into a spat with Evan Drellick or Rich Keefe or whoever, David Price is going to get all the support. But when it's against Dennis Eckersley, you might want to pick a different battle there.
We mentioned that the confrontation is really a very small part of this long-form piece. Much of the long-form piece is about the things that Dennis Eckersley's had to overcome, the issues that he's had to face, not just in his career, but in his life. He is very self-effacing. I mean, exceedingly self-effacing. Yeah. Talks about, you know, meeting up with Kurt Gibson. And Kurt Gibson wanting to apologize to him for kind of doing the whole fist pump going around the bases. And Eckersley saying, what, are you kidding me? He said, you know, you do whatever you want. You hit the home run. I mean,
then going back out there for all those, like throwing out the first pitch with him and all that other stuff, remember, in the World Series? Like, he's definitely got
you know, a sense of humor, which I don't know if David Price does.
There may be a number of things you can say about Eck, but an overwhelming ego is not among them.
How much does David Price watch the Red Sox broadcast?
Evidently, by the way.
I guess so. Evidently. He's talking about how he's talking about old stories and eight pitches go by. He's not talking about the game. First of all,
well, there are times when he and Remy, when they're a three-man booth, especially if the game is a bit out of hand, yes, they tell stories. They go back and forth.
You have to. When David Price is pitching eight pitches, that's a half hour.
Well, you're also, it's TV. I can see the pitches. You don't need necessarily, you know, Dave O'Brien to say, that's a ball outside.
Right.
Now, radio's different.
Radio's different. You gotta tell us what's going on. You gotta paint a picture with your words, Dale. That's what you gotta do.
But I think I have the solution to all this.
Good.
I think David Price should just tune into Joe and Dale tonight.
I think so, too. I think he'd enjoy that broadcast.
We'll be doing a lot of, breaking pitch outside corner strike, too.
Yeah. I like it.
I think we solved it.
It's a good suggestion for him. Just listen to the game. Just go in the locker room. Just put the old game on.
Now, David Price has been, fairly quiet on Twitter this year. He has not been all over social media. He did tweet out recently about the death of Astro. His dog died.
Astro died?
Yes. This was like a week or 10 days ago. Yeah.
Even though I'm not a big fan of Price, my heart does go out to him there. That is devastating. I didn't know that.
And he did tweet about that, but he's been kind of quiet. And then all of a sudden, I guess because this Eckersley piece came out in the Globe magazine, all of a sudden, I don't know if he saw the piece or if he just saw what Reamer wrote about the piece. And the headline of the Reamer piece, as you said, the Reamer headline is to get people to click and read the story. And good job. You did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, you got
it. Truly. No, it is such a small part of the overall piece.
So two things either happen here, because I find it very hard to believe that David Price would even be following EEI on Twitter. My guess is he doesn't. But somebody either told him about it, or he just typed in David Price in the old search bar, which I would not put by somebody like that. Because, again, they didn't tag Price in it, right? Actually, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think they tagged him in it. So it wouldn't pop up in his notifications. So that means you have to go to the search bar, type in your name, and then just start scrolling through and then getting angry at people that have talked about you without tagging you on Twitter. That's my guess. With his relationship with the media, I don't think Price is following WEEI.
Or, as you said,
somebody told him, did you see this? Yeah. Oh, that's definitely possible.
Which is probably most likely.
That's definitely possible.
Something like that happened.
Yep, that's true.
It was such a small part of the overall piece. I was surprised he responded to it, but he did.
Yeah.
And he's responding to the responders of the piece.
Correct.
Okay.
A couple of times. Yeah. And then Marcus Stroman's backing him up.
Who, by the way, I love watching Marcus Stroman pitch.
I actually love Marcus Stroman.
Oh no, I like watching him pitch a lot. It's just do less. Marcus, this is not your beef.
Stay low.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Right back to the calls with you guys. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, though.
Yes.
We got something a little different we're going to dip into.
Oh, one of your favorite athletes now.
Yeah.
He's a bit of an intellectual. Well, we'll see. Maybe not.
We'll see how intellectual Jacoby Brissett is. We'll get to that as well and your calls. But first, trending now with Rich.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To check the time as it's.
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I have.
You just said noon 30.
That's what you called it for crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
So this all came up a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
When one of us, I think it was Shine. Because I don't follow Jacoby Brissett on Twitter. I now should.
You're missing out.
And there was a series of tweets that Jacoby Brissett put out there. And we, kind of quoted them and talked about them a little bit.
Really, every single one of his tweets, you could answer with
very deep and zen-like.
Thinking emoji.
Yeah.
Think face emoji. That's how you'd probably respond to all of them. He's very deep. So, what does Jacoby Brissett do? He goes on, pardon my take.
Because I asked the question,
yeah.
Is he just doing this trying to get followers, trying to get attention?
And
because some of them were a little goofy.
Well, we know these guys are no strangers to questions that'll really make you think. Put your mind in a pretzel a little bit. So
deep
Big Cat
and philosophical.
And PFT had Jacoby Brissett on. And one of the first questions they asked him was one of the questions that Brissett tweeted about recently. And that, of course, Dale, would be, what shape is the sky?
Yeah, that's funny. One of my so I'm in this group chat. It's called the Finer Things Club, so I have to shout them out. You know, Josh texted me that this morning, and I was sitting there thinking about it, and I just asked.
Do you have an answer? Like, I was just thinking about that earlier, too. Like, the sky just takes up whatever enclosure that it's in, right? It's like a gas. Is it a circle?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I still have yet to get an answer. Everybody keeps saying it's flat or it's –
The sky
like
is flat.
Shape.
I like that. The Earth's not flat. The sky is.
Yeah, the sky's flat.
Does that help you out at all? So first of all,
so 50 years ago today, Apollo 11 took off from Earth.
Yeah.
Did it just crash into the flat sky?
Flat sky there.
Did it just break through it?
It may not have a shape. Could it be shapeless? Is that possible? Something to consider. So first of all,
he's in a group text. Is that what he said?
The Finer Things Club. So he stole that from The Office, which is fine. Sort of an homage there to The Office, I guess. And so I was kind of hoping he came up with all these on his own. I'm already a little disappointed that he's just kind of, he's already given
he's
credit
parroting
to somebody
what
else.
Somebody else has told him.
All right, well, the next one, of course, this is a good question. He's like, if the sun is so hot, why is space cold?
NASA reached out to me and gave me some very elaborate answer that left me even more confused, but it kind of clarified it a little bit. The answer didn't justify me, so I still posed that question. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the answers I get is me getting a drug test and getting ready to get it randomly drug test. I'm like, well, y'all have given me enough time to prepare, so I think I should be good.
How about NASA reaching out?
I mean, let's be honest. You did suggest he was high as a kite.
I assumed he was high as a kite. Yeah, I didn't know for sure. I wasn't sitting next to him, but I felt like he was.
You didn't
high
accuse
as a kite.
Him. You just that when you read them, it kind of made some
sense.
But
it's funny because Steph Curry questioned either the moon landing or he questioned something and NASA reached out to him too. So NASA's just kind of.
They're trying to help.
First of all, they got a lot of time to kill. I wonder what that's about. If NASA's reaching out to Jacoby Brissett, shouldn't they be working on something else? Shouldn't they be going to Mars or something? They're like, no. Hey, the backup quarterback for the Colts wants to know why it's cold out there. Let's go reach out to him.
Can we get our best people on this?
Doesn't it seem like a little bit of a waste?
Well, maybe.
Hey, NASA, reach out to Jacoby Brissett if you could. But anyway, another one of his questions, Dale, was of course about what part of the pig is made or is the football made out of?
Yeah,
Wilson Football reached out to me about that, and they explained that it was never pig skin, it was cow skin. I asked, so where the saying, let's toss the pig skin come from? And it was actually cow skin. So I said, so now I was thinking to myself, now I should just go around and just start saying, like, let's go toss the cow skin around. Mm-hmm. But it's not made out of cow skin anymore. So it was another elaborate answer.
That's so weird. I don't know why they called it a pig skin then. That's kind of to me.
I think a lot of the answers.
It kind of is. But
I mean, it's a legitimate question. Why did they ever call it a pig skin?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Cow skin doesn't have the same kind of appeal.
No.
Maybe someone's like, pig skin. Let's call the old, toss the old pig skin around. But that, how about he's got people reaching out to him left and right here trying to help him out.
So this was a wily plan on his part. He's getting NASA to reach out to him. He's getting Wilson Sporting Goods to reach back to him.
So do you think if I just started tweeting out random questions,
really
I would get people
stuff?
Do you think people would reach out to me and try to help me out? I mean, aside from all the people that said, hey, you're on drugs.
I'd give it a whirl. Well, are you high as a kite?
Now, this is one of the all-time questions that Pardon My Take has discussed, and I want to get your answer to this, too.
Okay.
Dale, does a straw... Hold off on the Brissett answer, Shyam. I want to get Dale's answer first. Does a straw have two holes or one?
Whoa.
Yeah. Mind pretzel. Shyam, do you have an answer, as Dale thinks?
I say two holes.
I say one.
I say two as well. Oh, debate.
It's a tube.
There's one hole at the top, one hole
even
at the bottom.
Even a bendy straw, though?
Yes, it's still a tube.
Yeah, just because it's
flexible
bent,
tube?
Yeah. Yes. I think it has two. Let's find out what Jacoby Brissett thinks.
So I was going to ask that question this morning, but my club, one of my club members told me that I shouldn't, but I have yet to know that answer. I would go two. But he told me that it was an easy answer, so I didn't answer. So I didn't ask the question, but I would say two holes.
I think it's two. Because there's one side of it, one at the other. I'm looking at a straw right now. One right up here, one down here.
See, I always went with zero because I thought a hole is a two-dimensional object, right? Or not an object, but a two-dimensional opening to a tunnel. I would say a straw is a tunnel and that it has
Sean,
zero holes.
Can you step in here, please?
So the only way, you know what? I'm actually going to try and help John a little bit
here.
Because with a paper straw, like if you were just to wrap a piece of paper into a tube-like form, it's basically a straw, right?
No, it's a tube.
Oh, my God.
Gee, thanks for bringing them into this. You know, all of a sudden, Jacoby Brissett seems really smart to me.
We need somebody from Big Straw to reach out to us and let us know if there's one or two.
They're an advertiser, so.
I still feel like there's two. They should pick up the phone, give us a call. I love how he wanted to tweet that out this morning, but one of his advisors told him not to. So somebody steps in.
PR guy.
Like, listen, you can talk about the shape of the sky all you want. That's great stuff. But we don't want to get, you know, straw people after us.
It's too much of an easy question.
Yeah.
Don't want to ask it.
And then Tom Brady would definitely write in and say, as long as it's a paper straw. He would definitely do that.
I have information on the pigskin, by the way.
Oh, you do?
So it was never actually made out of
pigskin. Do
pig
we really skin. Trust him to give us this?
No, he's reading this. This isn't his idea.
Gizmodo.com.
Gave it a good bang.
They know their stuff.
All right, what does Gizmodo say about it?
So back in the day, they wouldn't actually make the football out of the cow skin, or they would use literally the bladder of a pig. Like, this must be going back hundreds of years.
That is old school.
Well, in lacrosse, they used to use the head of people.
Oh, my God, damn.
I mean,
please.
Come on.
Please. It's the fastest growing sport in the world. All right, so they just used the pig bladder?
Yeah, the bladder, and they would blow it up. They'd blow up the pig bladder, and it would kind of look like
and
a football.
And they just toss that around a little bit?
Yeah, I guess
who
so.
Who would want to catch it?
That stinks. I would not.
They wash it off. They don't leave the blood and gore on it.
Do they put laces on it? Or they would just like, here it is. This is take it or leave it. This is what we got.
It fell out of popularity in the 1860s.
Yeah, that sounds about right. There's a turn there.
Right around
Civil War time.
Yeah.
They said, you know what, guys, we need a new ball. This isn't working.
We can't keep throwing this one around.
We need a new ball.
Lincoln stepped in.
So the guys that, pardon my take, also asked Jacoby Brissett if he has asked any of these questions to Stanford's own Andrew Luck.
Uh-huh. Andrew doesn't have Twitter, so I doubt he probably sees it, but I'm going to have to give him a call and see what he'll give me some historic background on all these topics, so I had to block off like 4 hours of my day.
Are you in Andrew Luck's book club?
Hell no.
Wait a minute.
No, he's a little bit deeper than that.
He has to block out 4 hours of his day for this?
Yeah. Yeah, he's busy. It's like a part-time job.
And Andrew's going to talk for hours. He's got a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, these tweets just don't pop up out of nowhere. In fact, 3 hours ago, Brissett tweeted, so, what's on the other side of a black hole?
Hell no.
Which I'm sure NASA will reach out to him on that as well.
Let's say,
they're just going to assign somebody
to
Brissett.
We got to go back to him again.
All right, you got to call Jacoby again. One of the last times we saw Jacoby Brissett out and about is he makes the Kentucky Derby trip with Tom Brady and the guys. Remember we saw Brady and Garoppolo and Edelman and Amendola, like the whole crew was out there, including Brissett. So we talked a little bit about that.
Well, we all meet each other there. The first year we did, my rookie year. And then last year, because I was in Indy, and they were in Boston, so I drove up because it's like a two-hour drive for me. So I drove up, but it's a great trip. You know, you don't remember it. You just go back to your text messages and see what the hell everybody was saying. But it's a great trip.
Did you win any money on the horses this year?
This year, no. I think everybody in our group probably lost besides Matt Castle. Yeah, and then but the year before I won. So I was kind of like ready to bet everything, thinking that I was going to do the same thing again, and then I left empty-handed.
Hey, you miss 100% of the, or you lose 100% of the bets you don't make.
I'm kind of back to where I started this thing about Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, you're not wild about it?
No, not that. I mean, I find it actually somewhat amusing.
I do too, it's good.
What's he doing?
Well, I think he's just trying to make people think. Like yesterday, he tweeted out, why do we use toothbrushes more than once if they dirty after first use? You gotta ask yourself.
Who can afford to go with a new toothbrush every single day?
Guys in
Two
the NFL.
Toothbrushes a day?
Guys in the NFL probably can. Toothbrushes aren't that expensive, are they?
They're like 99 cents if you buy a cheap one.
Who's going through two a day?
Jacoby might be. Or he's just asking the question. I don't know if they're that dirty. Can't you clean them?
Don't you wash them off?
Yeah, I do.
I give it a good rinse after.
Like it to not be crusty the next time I use it, thank you.
Yeah, that's true. Like to give it a good rinse.
Yeah, Target's got these Colgate Extra Clean full heads, 99 cents.
Oh, yeah. These guys, they're millionaires. They want
in the electric ones with the replacement heads, like you're fine.
That's what I have. Quip.
I'm looking at a $400 toothbrush right here.
That
it does not
high.
Look electric. Yeah. I think it's made of gold.
Oh, that's nice. Not going through two of those a day.
Good aesthetic.
It comes with a voucher for $399. Like, oh, that's nice. But there you go. There's Jacoby Brissett. Oh, do you want to actually? Let's play the last one here, Shem, too, where because he's been called in because Andrew Luck has had some injury issues. So Jacoby Brissett's been called in to throw the old Hail Mary from time to time again.
No, that was just one time.
One time.
But I still consider myself the alpha in the group.
Yes.
But yeah, that was just one time. You know, it was so crazy because he was just like cool with it, and I was just like, wait, what the hell just happened? Because it happened out of nowhere. I kind of knew it was going to happen, like, probably, like, the series before because they said for me to Hail Mary, I'll go in and throw. And then, you know, Andrew was like, all right, cool. I was like, you sure? And then it was just one play.
He's the alpha of the quarterback group in Indy.
Is he?
Yeah, according to him.
Wouldn't the guy who starts all the games and plays almost all the time, wouldn't he be the alpha?
I don't think Luck would really fight him over it.
Like, do we think Brian Hoyer is the alpha here?
I don't.
No, not so much. I do not.
I still consider myself the alpha.
That's good. You gotta have confidence in yourself, right? We've talked about that.
He was very popular here.
Yeah.
I mean, the players here liked him. I think they probably like him in Indy. But I picture them sitting around when he leaves the room going, what the hell did he just say? What was that?
We have an answer. Dice on Twitter, going back to the straws.
Oh.
If you blocked one end of the straw, you would still have one hole, not zero. So it has to be two holes.
I'm in. I said it was two, so he's just backing us up.
Great answer, Dice. Thank you. I already knew I was right anyway, but it helps that he had it.
Had you ever given this one second of thought prior to this?
No.
No.
But I got the answer right now.
But now
that's all it takes. It's 2 minutes of your time.
Was there a class at Hobart that covered
this?
There
should have been.
At some
Brissett
point.
Could have taught it. It would have been great.
It was called Philosophy for Jocks or something. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Right back to the calls with you. Coming up next, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So the deep and philosophical questions continue. Patriots offensive lineman Joe Tooney linked to a Jacoby Brissett tweet which said, at which point does it change from going up the street to down the street? That was one that we read the other day.
Yeah.
So Joe Tooney linked to that tweet and said, why is it if you travel north, you'll eventually go south, but if you travel east, you'll never go west?
Is that even right? If you go north,
you eventually clear the North Pole and you start coming down the other side of the Earth.
I do know that 95 south turns into 93 north.
In the exact same place, actually. But now if you go east...
Yeah.
Don't you reach a point where eventually you're going west, or is that not true? You just always go east.
Yeah, this has got to deal with the Earth not being flat.
Thank you, Joe, for giving us another...
Wow.
By the way, the other one that's gotten the most response from folks is the whole straw thing and how many holes in the straw.
Yeah, two.
Most people disagree with you.
They think there's one?
Most people agree with
you. Well, most people are sheep.
Well...
You ever thought of that?
Wow.
Yeah. You ever thought of that? I still say there's two.
It is one single hole. That's what it is.
But if you block one hole, don't you have the other hole still?
No,
there?
Then you have a thermos.
A cup. A clean glass like I have in
which,
the... No, I don't have it today.
By the way, I noticed the glass disappeared today.
That's probably not the healthiest thing to do. I might bring it back, though. It's fine.
Norm's down on the Cape. Hey, Norm.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Pardon the pun, but this whole discussion is very deep.
Norm.
Yeah, but I had to do it.
That was good.
So I think you're both right, because if you dig a hole in the ground, it doesn't go all the way through to the other sides, but it's still a hole.
Great point.
But at the same time, if you drill a hole through a piece of wood, you want it to go all the way through, right? So there's no answer.
There's
what
no
that,
answer.
What does that have to do with the straw?
It didn't help us
there's,
at all,
there's
Norm.
There's two different holes.
Yeah, but there has to be an answer here. We can't have something that's unanswered.
We're not allowed to not have an answer.
No, but it's a good point.
The hole in the case of a straw, it's got to be one hole.
That's what I said.
Because when you, like I said, when you drill a hole through a piece of wood, there's not two holes. There's just one deep hole.
Yeah.
No, I think he's making his point. If you drill a hole, right? If you don't go all the way through the hole, the wood, it's still one hole.
Right.
But if you go all the way through, it's technically two holes.
Now
that
it is two
meet in the middle.
Yeah, maybe it is two
Damn
holes.
Damn you, Jacoby Brissett. By the way, the whole Joe Tooney question, according to the texter, and this actually makes sense to me.
Yeah.
The point of reference here are the poles.
Right.
As John said, once you get to the North Pole, then you head south.
Yeah, there's no East Pole or West Pole.
There are no poles, point of reference, going east to west, so you just keep going east all the way around.
Right. Through the ocean.
Forever.
Into, Europe.
Keep off going. The edge of the earth.
Well,
that's right.
According to Kyrie, eventually you'll fall off the earth.
That's correct.
Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Is Jacoby Brissett like 90 years old? He doesn't know that there's an internet that he can look this stuff up?
Yeah, it is.
These are unanswerable questions.
Yeah, he's just asking the tough questions, Mike. That's all he's doing. He's just trying to spark a conversation, I think.
It reminds me of that old commercial of the Museum of Science where the kid asks, what makes a wave, and why does a Tyrannosaurus Rex have funny little front legs? But this is back in the 70s.
Yeah. My favorite was there was a commercial for Monday Night Football, I think it was, on ESPN, and it was a woman looks to a man, she says, "Well, if they're the Cleveland Browns, why are their uniforms orange?" And he goes, "It's complicated." doesn't make any sense either.
It's the last name.
Well, but
the Brown family.
But then why not double down and make the uniforms brown? Why is it orange?
Because it looks like poop.
Why is it? Well, you also named yourself the Browns. You didn't have to do that.
I mean, here technically, I guess they could rename the team the Crafts, but
you could. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, probably not.
Ooh, the Jets could be the Johnsons.
Whoa.
That'd be pretty good. The New York Johnsons? Here come the New York Johnsons.
You're just hoping they do that.
I'd get the hat, I'd get the shirt.
The Woody Johnsons.
That'd be a good team. It'd be a fun team.
There's some basketball press conferences. One here in Boston will take place in a few minutes. We'll bring you some sound from that. And there was one down in Brooklyn. Talking about a player who's not here anymore.
Oh, they got their work cut out for him.
We'll give you some of that as well. 617-779-7937, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.